You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
March 2nd, 2021, FBI Director Christopher Wray in front of Capitol today, Congressman, answering questions about the January 6th event. And one of the questions coming from Senator Lindsey Graham. He said, well, considering these events, he said, my concern is a lot of these folks came in with backpacks. You had no idea what they were carrying and who they were. Do you think it would have been easy for international terrorists to infiltrate this crowd? And FBI Director Wray said, yeah, there's concern. He does worry that could be an inspiration for the future terrorist groups looking for a way to attack our capital by integrating into domestic political movements. I don't doubt that's possible. But again, what I'm watching is that for the left, it's just going to be a way to constantly assault the right, even if you had nothing at all to do with it. And those who were in the Capitol and did the damage they did, they should be prosecuted fully. Today, the Supreme Court heard oral arguments in a high-profile voting rights case. Left-wing organization Demand Justice wants reforms such as court packing, paid for an ad that would start running Tuesday in the D.C. area. The court is at the same time considering cases that deal with Arizona laws against ballot harvesting and voting outside your precinct. Democrats oppose both restrictions. They say they're discriminatory. Simply because you must vote in your proper precinct and you can't harvest ballots? The Michigan Republican Party now calling on that state's attorney general to investigate a deal between Governor Whitmer and her former state health director. Apparently, Whitmer, a Democrat, her former health director, need to release, quote, all information surrounding a secret deal between the pair after Gordon suddenly departed from his post. That would be the former health director, Robert Gordon. Apparently, there was a $155,000 payout. Details of his resignation still confidential. And the Republicans say, why? I think it's a legitimate question. A Colorado teenager, one of two arrested in the fatal shooting of a Denver mom. She was simply driving home from dinner with friends over the weekend. The 14-year-old, opened fire on her car, shooting the woman. Why? A joke, maybe? A thought? A gain ritual? Who knows? Dateline Chicago. I did not give this update to you over the yesterday on the weekend in Chicago. 30 shot, and four of them teenagers, one of them an 11-year-old, actually. And apparently they were not the intended targets anyway. Women's March, a feminist group that supports Black Lives Matter, calling to defund police and other progressive initiatives, now speaking out regarding the sexual allegations against New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo. They've now decided they need to say something after a third woman came forward. The Women's March executive director says, and I'm quoting, conduct like this is despicable from anyone and any job, but coming from the highest office in New York, it's disqualifying. Now, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is also speaking out against Cuomo. He had already said, I find the statements and allegations against him sickening and kind of really crazy. He had another word. I'm not using that word right now because I think I've used it already and I want to overplay it. But he did add, if these allegations are true. Look, Cuomo probably did exactly as they are claiming, but I don't know that for a fact, and neither does anyone else. But they had no trouble rushing to judgment, as they were doing with Kavanaugh, but they were slow to decide to turn on Cuomo. We've got a guest coming up in the next hour, this hour, talking about how Cuomo is under attack by Democrats and why Democrats are now circling around him like vultures. What's to be gained by getting rid of New York Governor Cuomo? Well, Bill de Blasio might want to become governor for one. Oh, and make note of this. Hillary Clinton coming forward with a statement. She said these stories are difficult to read. They raise serious questions. New Yorkers deserve answers. That's what Hillary says. All right, we will have that interview and the attacks on Cuomo and his brother making some remarks as well. Coming up, please stand by.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
If you think disinfecting a home or office for COVID is way too expensive, I've got great news for you. Wellington Environmental can disinfect most homes for less than $300. I know you were thinking the cost would be two, three, maybe four times as much. Wellington can professionally disinfect most homes for less than $300. Cost for most offices, not much higher. You get the same professional treatment that Wellington provides hospitals and nursing homes. Also, Wellington is selling professional fogging devices. The cost, $500. But say you heard about it from Larry Connors and save $100. Here's a phone number to schedule Wellington to treat your home or office. 314-644-4930. I urge you to get on the schedule early. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental. This segment of Larry Connors USA is brought to you by my friends at John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest prices. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Well, I must say, to Claire's point, I'm increasingly embarrassed to be a white male these days. In light of what I see of my other white males saying.
Those are the words, there we go. Those are the words of former CIA Director John Brennan. Said, I'm embarrassed to be a white male. And the laughter you heard came from the host, Nicole Wallace of MSNBC. They were talking about how Trump supporters are to blame, of course, for the Capitol Hill event and all the racist attitudes and approaches we have in the nation and everything that's racism. And here's former CIA Director John Brennan, who said, I'm increasingly embarrassed to be a white male these days when I see what other white males are saying. Now, we're going to break this down because that statement, I'd first of all say it's racist, but aside from that, Brennan is not making any qualification about white males. And by that, I mean reference political parties or their beliefs or anything else. But know this, even though he didn't say it, know this, and I don't think I have to convince you of it. He's talking about white Republicans, white conservative males. Those are the guys that are embarrassing him. Well, actually, John Brennan has embarrassed me for a long time in the sense of he's a CIA director, had been a former CIA director. Keep in mind, he was a CIA director serving at that time. Under Obama, Trump came in and said, I think we've had enough of you. You're out. But he had served from 2013 to 2017 as the CIA director. And we're going to get into some of the reasons as to why Trump wanted him out, of course, in a moment. But again, Brennan is talking when he makes his statement. He's trying to tie his embarrassment about white males to the White House riot, and it's all on Trump and any Trump supporters' back. That's what he's doing.
Well, I must say, to Claire's point, I'm increasingly embarrassed to be a white male these days, in light of what I see of my other white males saying. But it just shows that with very few exceptions, like Mitt Romney, Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, there are so few Republicans in Congress who value truth, honesty, and integrity. And so they'll continue to gaslight the country the way that Donald Trump did. And the fact that this has such security and safety implications for the American public and for the members of Congress, again, as Claire said, it is just a disgusting display of craven politics that really should have no place in the United States in 2021.
No, it shouldn't. We should not have any such craven politics in our nation in 2021 or at any point. But again, when he's talking about politics, he's only talking about one side. He's only talking about one side. You know that. I know that. And his own choir knows that. They know he's talking only about Trump supporters and conservatives and independents. But he admits, in his words, I'm embarrassed to be white when I watch what the other white people, white males are doing and saying. That my race is embarrassing to me. They, as I told you, when the January 6th event hit, they're going to do everything they can to milk it, to use it against Trump moving forward. They use it, of course, to get that second impeachment. And they thought that they would thereby tar him and feather him, that he could no longer be a viable candidate. Well, we just saw over the weekend from CPAC, they still love Trump. And even Senator Mitt Romney had to acknowledge if Trump runs again in 2024, he will ruin the Republicans. And keep in mind, he's also going to win a lot of Democrats. Republicans have become more for the working person than the Democrats. You got Lunch Bucket Joe Biden now in the White House, who never carried a lunch bucket in his life. Never did a real job, all politics, all the time. So he rides the train, you know, and looks like I'm common man. He's not common, believe me. He never thought he was. It was all a facade. And Democrats continually pointed out that we represent the real people. I don't think so. I don't think so. And in fact, some of the Democrats, those say they're Democrats, are not really Democrats in the old political Democrat stripe. A JFK would not be welcome in today's Democrat Party of AOC. Well, Larry, it's not AOC's party. It's Biden. And might I add to you, Biden and Harris. And Harris, if you recall, basically, during the campaigning, while standing against in debates with Biden, pretty much stopped just short of calling him a racist. Did talk about, he and so did Senator Cory Booker, about how Biden was all aligned with all the Strom Thurmonds and all the racists of the past, and said, we all got along well. And, of course, they're saying, well, you did because you're all white people, all white men. And so now CIA Director John Brennan adding again that, yeah, I'm embarrassed about my whiteness. I want you to hear again John Brennan talk about this whiteness concern he suddenly has.
Well, I must say, to Claire's point, I'm increasingly embarrassed to be a white male these days. Light of what I see of my other white males saying. But it just shows that with very few exceptions, like Mitt Romney, Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, there are so few Republicans in Congress who value truth, honesty, and integrity. And so they'll continue to gaslight the country the way that Donald Trump did.
Well, now, since you brought up, again, so few Republicans in Congress who value truth, honesty, and integrity, basically saying unless you are Kinzinger of Illinois, Cheney of Montana, Romney of Utah, they're the only honest, valuable, truth, those with integrity of Republicans in Congress. Is that right? That's what he's saying. He said, so the rest of them are always continue to gaslight the country the way Donald Trump did. By gaslighting, they're talking about sending out false stories and just playing off of it and creating chaos and so forth. Which brings me to John Brennan and his part about the so-called Russian collusion story. But before we get to that, before we get into details of that, since John Brennan is so embarrassed about other white males, I want you to hear a collection of white males and the remarks they made about Trump and the Russia investigation while it was underway. You're going to hear one voice. You're going to hear one voice that clearly is not a white male. But you are going to be hearing from Congressman Sherman of California, Senator Blumenthal of Connecticut, Congressman Nadler of California, Congressman Adam Schiff of California, Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia, Congressman Cohen of Tennessee, and Congressman Swalwell of California, all of them Democrats. And you'll hear one other voice. I think you'll recognize it anyway, but if Brennan is embarrassed, let me get his exact quote here again. I'm increasingly embarrassed to be a white male these days when I see what other white males are saying. Well, let's listen to what some white males said about Trump and the Russia collusion.
What are the high crimes that you believe the president should be convicted of?
Obstruction of justice.
Obstruction of justice that was done by the president of the United States in real time. There are indictments in this president's future.
The proof is beginning to be assembled of a vast conspiracy to defraud the American people.
Plenty of evidence of collusion or conspiracy in plain sight. Now, that's a different statement than saying that there's proof beyond a reasonable doubt of a criminal conspiracy.
You tweeted, Mr. President, there's help for your deteriorating mental health. It's called admitting guilt and telling the truth.
Why are so many people lying to the FBI and to Mueller?
Consciousness of guilt.
We're now beyond obstruction of justice in terms of what's being investigated. This is moving into perjury, false statements, and even into potentially treason.
Collusion, obstruction of justice, money laundering.
Well, indictments from Mueller specifically against who?
Against Donald Jr. and against Jerry Kushner.
You're a member of Judiciary. Do you believe the president right now has been an agent of the Russians?
Yes, I think there's more evidence than
agent.
He is. Yes, and I think all the arrows point in that direction, and I haven't seen a single piece of evidence that he's not.
Well, that last one was Congressman Swalwell. He did not talk about his Chinese love affairs, the spy, but he said everything points to that Trump was involved in this collusion. Oh, you did recognize the voice, didn't you? Congresswoman Maxine Waters. All the rest of them, all white males. Brennan, were you embarrassed by anything they said? Because you said pretty much the same thing. I'm going to point that out in just a moment. But if you're embarrassed by what white males are saying when you said, I'm increasingly embarrassed to be a white male these days when I see what other white males are saying, what about those all those white males I just went through right then that we heard? Now, I have to give credit to that piece, and it's based off of a column written by Mark Thiessen for the Washington Post, talking about how all of these guys were just constantly saying, just wait, any moment, everything's coming undone. Trump is going to go down. We're going to get him. And the Washington Post or whoever put that together, I think I got it off of Fox, I believe. Let me see. It could have been Breitbart, but it's originally a Washington Post piece. They added the music for a little excitement. But again, every one of those white males said, Trump is going to go down. We're going to get him, and he's guilty of collusion and everything else. Are those the white males you say that you're embarrassed by what they're saying, Brennan? Oh, no, they're not, because they're all Democrats, right? And John Brennan, let's remember what you were saying while the Russian collusion story was underway. I want you to hear first what he was saying and what he expected and what was going to happen. And then he has to start backing up and try to say, well, I got bad information. You're the CIA director. You got bad information. Listen to this, please.
He is going to be delivering what I think are going to be his indictments, the final indictments, as well as the report that he gives to the Attorney General.
What makes you believe that he has more indictments?
Because he hasn't addressed the issues related to criminal conspiracy.
Well, I don't know if I received bad information, but I think I suspected that there was more than there actually was.
I suspected there was more than there was. CIA director. I'm embarrassed now, too. Brennan, I have to admit, I'm embarrassed too. for white males who made all those comments about Trump and the Russian collusion. He's going to be indicted. He's going down. We got it. It's coming. And you being the head of the CIA under Obama and saying that, oh, this stuff, you know, my information says he's going to go down. And then when it didn't happen, said, well, I have to say, I guess I got bad intel, but I did suspect there was more there than what there was. In other words, he already sold out. He already bought the lie. The CIA director can be hooked in like that. But again, it's a matter of race, and it's only applicable if you are in the Republican or conservative or independent party. And God help those of you who are of color that have similar views. A listener to the program, Bill, called me earlier today. He said, hey, with all this issue about Jeep and the Cherokee Nation not wanting their name on that Jeep, he said, you know, Jeep now has a new Jeep out. It's called the Elizabeth Warren. Elizabeth Warren. It's a white Cherokee Jeep. So, Elizabeth Warren, you have your white Cherokee Jeep. You can drive that if you want. Hey, there's breaking news out of Texas regarding COVID. This is breaking just as we were in this last segment. I want to share this with you. This is big news. And before we're finished today, Christopher Bedford from The Federalist talking about the attacks increasing and pressure increasing on Andrew Cuomo. Attacks from the left.
To a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire. The ring of fire.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Here is your breaking news regarding COVID. Right out of Texas, Republican Governor Greg Abbott said he plans to open the state next week 100%. He said he will issue an executive order rescinding many of the state's previous executive orders and effective next Wednesday. All businesses in the state of Texas will be allowed to fully reopen statewide. Mask mandate will be revoked. He did caution, removing state mandates does not end personal responsibility. Personal vigilance to follow the safe standards is still needed to contain COVID. It's just that now state mandates are no longer needed. He pointed to a number of positive stats as he detailed the reopening. Also noted the vaccine is a big contributing factor to the ability to reopen. They expect to have 7 million shots distributed in Texas by next Wednesday. But again, and he also adds within a few months, anyone in Texas who wants the shot will be able to get one. But next Wednesday, the state of Texas will be open fully again. What's the Biden administration doing? I'm looking at a piece from Politico talking about, and I'm going to read it to you direct. It's written by Adam Kansrin. A week into his presidency, Joe Biden made the confident prediction that any American who wanted a COVID shot would be able to get one by spring. By his fourth week, the timeline had slipped to midsummer. But as the administration prepared to authorize a third coronavirus vaccine, with a surge of doses on the horizon, Biden last week debuted a new target, widespread vaccine availability by April. The mixed messages risk sowing confusion across the country. As the nation enters a second year of the pandemic, testing the administration's ability to overcome still significant pockets of vaccine skepticism, make good on its pledge of large-scale immunization within Biden's first 100 days in office. They're not doing what they said or were going to. An infectious disease expert, by the way, on the Biden COVID-19 advisory board said, we did not do a good job. Our outreach and education really needs to target those areas where there's a concern. I'm looking at another piece written by some of the advisory board members last month were urging the administration lay out specific thresholds. They're concerned that with so much under-promising, over-delivering, it's all, quote, according to one, a vaccine expert, Baylor College in Houston, is coming out in drips and drabs. It's not contextualized. No one can process and understand it. Well, understand this. The state of Texas is open fully next Wednesday, 100%. But also, yes, you should still exercise some precaution that you want for you and your family. That's where it should go at this point. If you still want to ride in your car by yourself and wear your mask, you go right ahead. If you have a store in Texas, you no longer have to put up a sign, must wearing a mask, must have a mask to wear. Fauci might now be wearing 3, 4, 5, 8 masks. I have no idea what he's doing. By the way, Biden has yet to have a full news conference. He cannot stand up to the press and hold a full news conference. I have a question about that. I'm not sure he's capable of it, is what I'm coming around to. We're going to take a break when we come back. The attacks on Andrew Cuomo coming from Democrats. You don't want to miss this. Stand by.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
So as I've been telling you, Bill de Blasio and Cuomo, governor of New York, are not really good friends. And the New York City mayor, Bill de Blasio, with all these allegations surrounding his governor, has been saying the allegations sicken me. And Cuomo's governor behavior was, quote, disgusting and creepy, if true. He adds that if true, but he wanted to get in the words disgusting and creepy. Good way to do it. That's a major Democrat. So does he want to become governor? What else is going on? Well, there are other Democrats lining up, too. Joining us to set the stage for us of what's happening, senior editor of The Federalist, Christopher Bedford. Glad to have you on board, sir.
And it's great to be back.
Well, I'm looking at a piece you penned that just came out. There's only one reason Democrats are turning on Cuomo, and it is not a noble one. Go ahead, sir.
The reason why Democrats are turning on Cuomo is power. So what caught my eye on this, what made me so upset about it, is there's a lot of things that Andrew Cuomo has done wrong. He's destroyed his state. He's shuttered churches. He's gone around the law, essentially, with the pardon and the excuses made for him by the media and a lot of other Democrats who say, well, he's got emergency powers, but he's using them for noble cause. He has always been a bully. He's been a well-known bully. And he's been someone who has made enemies everywhere he's gone. So a lot of the excuses that people are putting forward now, including de Blasio, including the nursing home deaths excuse, don't really hold water with me because they've been known about for months and months and months, or in some cases at least acknowledged by everyone for only weeks without anyone saying anything. Now Democrats are going for him. Why? And it made me wonder, why should a mayor or a governor lose emergency powers that he's used to destroy his state because he committed sexual harassment? Why is that the sin which is so much worse than killing or at least hiding and covering up the deaths of 15,000 elderly citizens?
That's a great question. Great question, Christopher. What's the answer?
I think it's because they know that they will be able to distract everyone if they can go this way. They'll be able to wash their hands of Andrew Cuomo, say, you're no longer important to us. We don't need you anymore. Joe Biden's in the White House. You were America's boyfriend for a few months, but we don't need you. They're guilty of almost every single one of Andrew Cuomo's sins, his allies, whether it's Nancy Pelosi or Joe Biden, who's backing away now, or CNN, who's backing away. And they're all guilty of propping him up, but they're not all guilty of sexual harassment. So they're able to push him aside, they'll push in either the attorney general, Letitia James, or someone else, and they'll say, look, we got rid of the bad guy. This is what accountability looks like. Republicans will cheer, but nothing will change for the citizens of New York or the citizens of this country.
And you're talking about how it's been known for some time. I want to read for the audience some of your article you wrote in The Federalist. Again, you're listening to Christopher Bedford, senior editor with The Federalist, and I want to read a piece he wrote here. And it's a quote from former New York Governor Eliot Spitzer that he told CNN in 2010, talking about Cuomo. Spitzer said, everybody knows it behind the scenes. He is the dirtiest, nastiest political player out there. That's his reputation from years in Washington. He had brass knuckles. He played hardball. He has a lot of enemies out there. Nobody's willing to stand up to him. And that pretty much summed it up, did it not?
That is, and that's coming from Eliot Spitzer, who once told another lawmaker that he was a steamroller. That's how he acted around people.
Say that again. I think the word might have gotten lost. Go ahead, say it again.
He told another lawmaker, he called him up on the phone and said, don't mess with me, I'm a steamroller, because he was coming for him. And that's Spitzer describing himself. These are the kind of people.
Yeah, Spitzer had his own allegations of sexual. He had his own sexual issues, didn't he?
Yes, he did. You know, it was funny. My parents were coming down to town in Washington, D.C., staying at the Mayflower Hotel, where he got in trouble with all of his prostitutes. Maybe just a week or two after he got in trouble, and they walked in and said, is this the hotel? The hotel, by that point, had already had to take the number off of the door because so many guests had been stealing the room number back in the day. And Andrew Cuomo took him down as attorney general, or pushed him until he resigned. And then Andrew Cuomo got to be governor after the lieutenant governor's term was up. Now it looks like the crosshairs are on Cuomo, who has a similar reputation, has long had it, and they're going to take him down and replace him with another Democrat.
But here's the thing, as you point out, and this is the key. I agree with you fully. I mean, these are allegations. There are women, in many cases, one-on-one. There's a picture of one at a wedding where she said that she was with Cuomo. He's an invited guest to the wedding, and the bride, I guess, is reception or something like that. He leans over and gives her a little kiss on the cheek. Now, honestly, I don't consider that big. I mean, if he's invited the party, he knew her and she knew him, I guess. I don't know how many weddings I've been to. I don't necessarily kiss the bride on lip. I may lean over and give them a hug or anything, and I don't consider that. But some of the other allegations that are going on, there's nothing new there. The only thing he's not accused of is what Biden had been accused of sniffing their hair while he's getting close to them.
the allegations again. So the thing is, if you're in a position of power, or you're a position of public trust or authority, then frightening women who are younger than you, these are the kind of things that can't be tolerated. But it certainly is not up to the level of some of the sins that we've seen from in the Me Too movement or the assaults that we've seen. It's being crude to see that. But to see that someone who has destroyed their state, who has covered up deaths,
who has been a vicious bully,
and that was not enough. But this is too much. And the Republicans are largely falling for it, where they're saying, we demand some kind of justice for this. We demand, and Republicans and independents and other people who are just aren't partisan saying, we need something to happen. People need to be held accountable for this. And the Democrats just say, okay, here, take Cuomo. He kissed a 20-year-old. And then it's over.
Yeah,
it's as if there's no justice in this. There's no actual closure, and nothing gets better. It doesn't bode well. But people are going to follow it.
Yeah,
and the media is going to say, "Look, this is accountability. Don't you see we hold our own accountable?"
But not on the key issues. And you nailed it. In fact, in the first segment today, for some members of the audience who might have missed it, I was letting former CIA Director John Brennan make his remarks. I'm increasingly embarrassed to be a white male these days when I see what other white males are saying. He's talking about conservative white males, because I followed that up with several clips of all white men being congressmen and senators during the Russian collusion story, lying and saying things about Trump they later had to retract. But it's the idea, as you said, one, if you can distract, and two, don't go for the juggler that really means something. Just use this as an opportunity, and they end up ignoring the nursing deaths, and they end up ignore what he's done to the state.
And they also end up ignoring some other stories that are really troubling to them, like Gavin Newsom, who they might be losing in California after a recall effort. They were able to get the narrative to where they wanted to. And Cuomo, nobody wants, no political party wants the narrative to be on sexual harassment on one of their former heroes or the takedown. But here, they're just going to consider it a quick sacrifice, try to get it over as quickly as possible. And the thing is that is worth remembering, Andrew Cuomo is not a self-made myth. He didn't just come up and become such a national figure on his own. He didn't call himself America's boyfriend. That was Hollywood. That was the media. That was Biden saying this guy is the leader. That was Democrats openly saying what maybe he should be the nominee. We went through a massively built cult of Cuomo that was put forward by people, not just him, but others as well, all over the media and all over politics. And now they want to erase that history. And, you know, given how many Dr. Seuss books they've canceled today, they're pretty good at erasing history.
I was going to bring that up for you, let you have a few comments on that. But before we leave this subject, I don't know if you saw the breaking news just before you joined us. Texas Governor Abbott said the state of Texas next Wednesday is fully open. No mask mandates. All businesses can open. And, of course, still in New York City, they're locked down, going to continue lockdown. L.A., California going to lock down. So we don't have the Democrats doing anything but, as you said, a little bit of this, a little bit of that for distraction.
And I just drove from California down to Texas and then up into Washington, D.C. a few weeks ago. Large parts of Texas have already been open. If you go to Lubbock, Texas, there's not a lot of masks there. You go to Austin, Texas, maybe you'll see some more. People just need to get out of where they're living. They have to get out of these restricted areas, and they'll see, hey, wow, people in Florida are open. People in Tennessee are open, and it's absolutely okay. And by the way, to Dr. Seuss, I went online this morning to try and buy some of those books, and they're already selling for hundreds or thousands of dollars.
Oh, really?
If you have any of those banned Seuss books,
and even
you
use
hold
one.
On to them.
That's great.
Exactly.
Yeah, I went through the list earlier. I said, but you read through there. I said, I don't see anything that's racist, but it's all in the mind. And if they say it's racist, that's the end of the conversation. Listen, I appreciate
that's
you joining us again. It is. And I thank you again for giving us a realistic view of why the Democrats are rushing down on Cuomo. It is not noble, as you said, and they're simply going to use this as an opportunity to sharpen their own knives and get someone else in there. And more importantly, as you pointed out, ignoring the critical issue for the state, dealing with COVID and the nursing home deaths. Excellent. It's an excellent piece, folks, by Christopher Bedford, senior editor with The Federalist. Chris, we'll do it again.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. I appreciate it. Christopher Bedford, senior editor with The Federalist. Again, it's titled, In The Federalist, There's Only One Reason Democrats Are Turning on Cuomo, and it isn't a noble one. Well, of course, Cuomo has his brother. Yeah, thanks again, Chris. Cuomo has his brother, of course, on CNN, who had not been saying anything. Well, suddenly last night, he felt compelled that I got to say something. Well, I want you to hear what he said, and we'll break it apart for you. That's coming up when we return. Please stand by.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Before we start tonight, let me say something that I'm sure is very obvious to you who watch my show. And thank you for that. You're straight with me, I'll be straight with you. Obviously, I'm aware of what's going on with my brother. And obviously, I cannot cover it because he is my brother. Now, of course, CNN has to cover it. They have covered it extensively, and they will continue to do so. I have always cared very deeply about these issues, and profoundly so. I just wanted to tell you that. There's a lot of news going on that matters also, so let's get after that.
And there you have it, CNN Cuomo Primetime, Chris Cuomo explaining why he isn't saying anything about his brother Andrew Cuomo and the sexual scandal. And I want you. We're going to listen to a part of it again. Clinton's going to cue it up. Clinton's going to cue it up, and we're going to listen to part of it in just a moment. But what I want to set in place for you again is that as he wraps up, he says, "Obviously, I cannot cover it because he is my brother." Look, I would agree. Conflicts, I understand that. I have no problem with that. But he said, "Now, of course, CNN has to cover it." Yes, that's true. And then he says they have covered it extensively. Bull, I'm calling the bull. They have not covered it extensively. And even if you didn't cover it, you could have had it on your show. You could have made a mention, and you don't even have to cover it. You can bring someone on to do a report on it. Because it is your brother, I know you don't want to do it. Okay, but someone else can come on and do a report, but you didn't. Anderson Cottonmouth Cooper didn't do it. Don Lemon Fruitcake, who talked about the truth will always win out, he didn't do it. So listen again to how Chris Cuomo is kind of setting it up. And this one line, I'm going to stop it right there when he says it, because this says everything. Here we go.
Before we start tonight, let me say something that I'm sure is very obvious to you who watch my show. And thank you for that. You're straight with me. I'll be straight with you.
No, you're not straight with us. You're not straight with us. His audience might be straight with him, but he's not straight with us. This is the same guy that's, I got COVID. I'm going to have to live in the basement of my house. And you might have imagined he's huddled around the boiler room. I mean, the water heater, and just huddled down in the dredges. Maybe with some cockroaches running nearby in his basement. No. He's got a very nice estate and house, and that's fine. I have no problem with that. But the idea was I'll have to be living in the basement. His basement is better than many folks' apartment or current full home is. And then he said, I'll stay down here until the quarantine time is over. And no, we got caught going out, looking at a lot, some property he's going to buy or something. He got upset that he got caught. And yet he had the gall to come up out of the basement, scheduling a camera crew. I'm going to be coming up. And here he comes up, kind of looking like he's sweating, been working out. And he comes up, I can see the family again. He had seen them the weekend before. They act like he hadn't, and who knows how many times he went on upstairs during the dark of night. So when he says, let me read his quote again. Let me see, he says, you're straight with me, I'll be straight with you. That went in the can where I always put my best material. We're always being preached to by the left. It happened again in the Golden Globes the other day. I know you didn't watch it. I could care less about it. The guy that got the best performance by an actor in a limited series, that's the Avenger, the star of that, Mark Ruffalo, was accepting his award. And then he got onto this, like John Kerry was channeling through him. He said, Mother Earth is dying. He said, what connects us is greater than what keeps us apart. The more we include each other and we see each other and hear each other, the faster we will heal our broken hearts and minds. I'll agree with that. And then he got into this. We have a dying mother. Well, I'm sorry, Mark's mother is... Oh, he wasn't talking about his mother. He said, we have a dying mother. She's Mother Earth. We must come to balance with her and honor her, and she will heal too. Let's be courageous together, guys. Let's turn the page on the cruel past of this nation. He said, inclusion and justice and care for Mother Earth is breaking out everywhere. We've been living through a hideous dark storm, but we're all in this together, the ones we've been waiting to do this, so let's do this. Mother Earth is dying, and all of you are to blame because of global warming and everything else. That's what he's saying. And don't forget, John Kerry, flying around in his private jet, pointed out, we only have 7 more years, guys. 7 years, while I'm looking at a piece from a journalist, David Wallace, who wrote a book called The Uninhabitable Earth, and he's estimating that, we probably have maybe another 30 years. Well, now, he says 30 years. He's researched it. John Kerry says 7 years, 9 years, whatever. See, you get misinformation like that. We were supposed to be swamped by water long ago. But do you think Obama's worried about it? Obama just bought a mansion out at Martha's Vineyard. If the waters come up like that would have been predicted, that home's going to be underwater pretty soon. He's obviously not worried. And you're getting information from Mark Ruffalo. worth $35 million? Those are the guys that are preaching to you as to what you need to do with your life. As always, I appreciate you joining us. We'll be back here tomorrow. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.